While we often read of authors who write hundreds of words a day for their book and think we could never do that, we forget that large numbers of people in our society do just that. This includes journalists, lawyers, secretaries, and almost anyone involved in compiling and disseminating information. Back in the late 80s, an Australian company, Odyssey Development, realised that hunting for that information over a range of sources was time-consuming and expensive. This led to the development of ISYS, spelt I-S-Y-S, a homegrown text retrieval program which has just been released as a Windows version. I asked the Managing Director of Odyssey, Mark Rice, what text retrieval software was.
Ray, text retrieval software is a new application area for most PC users. As the hard disk has become 100 megabytes being the norm that a person would buy now, they find that information on their hard disk fills up, and when they want to retrieve something that they've done previously, they scratch their heads and they wonder, well, where did I put it? Which directory? Which subdirectory? What crazy DOS file name did I give that particular piece of information that I'm looking for now? With ISYS, they're able to retrieve any document just by knowing a combination of words that might be in the document, a phrase, or a keyword that they just may remember could be situated in the document anywhere. And ISYS will retrieve the document instantly.
Does it work on documents that other people may have worked on?
Certainly, ISYS works on all documents created in word processors or just sitting in an ASCII format on your computer. ISYS builds an index of your documents, which typically is 20 to 25% of the original size of the documents. And then it doesn't matter who works on the documents, you're able to retrieve any document that's stored there.
What do people do? Well, obviously they can find the document, but how do they use the information they find that they are finding with ISYS?
There are a number of different ways you can use the information. Different people obviously have different values for it. For instance, a secretary who might be typing a letter or a proposal, she would reuse information that she's used previously. So there might be a typical paragraph that she always includes in her proposal. She'll use ISYS to go back to a previous letter that she'd written and then copy and paste the information from ISYS straight into the word processor. It saves her retyping information all the time, having to think, well, what were the exact words I used? That was a good phrase. What was it? I'd like to use it again. With ISYS, they can retrieve the document, take the text that they did created previously, and bring it into the new document. Other people, of course, just need to, say, a researcher might want to find documents that are connected with animals who hibernate. And then do the search with ISYS, get a list of all the various documents, and then print out the particular list of documents, or may want to print out the entire document that ISYS has found for them.
You mentioned a couple of the people that are using ISYS to retrieve text. What sort of people, though, are using the program at the moment?
Well, a very wide range of people. Probably the smallest user is a vicar in Avoca, and the largest user might be the Department of Transport in Queensland, or possibly the Department of Defence. Users range in all sizes. The majority of our users really are in government departments, though. Government departments, law firms, or people who use word processors in a significant way.
So do you see this as an adjunct to people who are heavy users of word processing?
Oh, definitely, yes, Ray. Those sort of people have a lot of information stored, and when you have a lot of information stored, you need to access it. Information isn't really of any value unless you can get access to it. As soon as you start, the longer it takes to access a piece of information, thus the value of that information starts to die. If it takes an hour to find something, it may not be worth waiting an hour to find a particular piece of information. With ISYS, you can always lay your hands on everything instantly.
You've gone to a Windows version of ISYS. Why did you go into the Windows format?
Windows is the popular environment for users to be working in right now. It's the graphical user environment, GUI computing, a graphical user interface as it's sometimes called. From a user's point of view, graphical user interface just makes it easier for them to access the features. Instead of features being hidden behind function keys, they're displayed visually on screen for a user, which makes it far easier to use a program. And because users find it easier to use a program, that means they use it more frequently. And with so many people going into the Windows environment, obviously it's important for us also to have a product that conformed to the Windows environment. Many government departments are now totally Windows in terms of the applications that they have on computers. And therefore, even though they may want a product like ISIS, if it isn't in a Windows format, they won't buy it. Therefore, from a commercial sense, it was very necessary for us to have the Windows version of our product.